Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. In what appears to be a growing trend, more Park County businesses are fighting back against Governor Mark Gordon's pandemic protocols, arguing the governor has exceeded his authority with new rules, especially those dealing with restaurants and bars. The latest to rebel is the Elkhorn Bar in Meteetse, which is keeping their doors open past the governor's 10 p.m. curfew. Owners Magnum Faust and his wife Rachel say their act of civil disobedience is not about disrespect of authority, but rather them standing up for their principles and not bowing down to what they consider to be government overreach. The Fausts have had visits from both the Park County Sheriff's Office and local officials, including Meteetse Mayor Bill Yetter, and they've intimated that subtle threats were relayed, including the possibility of legal action against the bar, and hints they may be putting their liquor license at risk. Pressed for statements on the activity, local officials continue to state that their preferred method of enforcement is to educate people rather than to cite them. There is no word on the developments from the governor's office yet. A Wyoming legislator has apologized after posting a tweet with racist connotations about Wyoming's first black sheriff earlier this week. Representative Cyrus Western, Republican of Sheridan, said he has since called newly appointed Albany County Sheriff Aaron Appelhans, a black man, to apologize after replying on Twitter to an article about Appelhans' appointment with a GIF depicting actor Cleavon Little asking, "Where's the white women at?" The clip is from the satirical Mel Brooks film, Blazing Saddles. Western, who deleted his tweet after an outpouring of criticism, said that it was intended to be a reference to the film and not intended to disparage Appelhans. When contacted for comment, Appelhans says his first reaction was disappointment, but that he knew by taking the sheriff's position he might encounter such reactions and stated, "It's not the first time for it to happen." He said that he and the legislator may have to work together in the future and expressed a willingness to do so, but he did not say whether he's forgiven the legislator or if he's accepted the politician's apology.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home, plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
One person is dead and seven others transported to area hospitals after a three-vehicle crash outside of Riverton. Preliminary information posted by the Wyoming Department of Transportation has identified the deceased as 67-year-old Wyoming resident Cedric Shakespeare, who is said to have died at the scene of the crash. The preliminary summary says that Shakespeare was driving a 2004 Honda Accord eastbound on Wyoming Route 137 at approximately 5:30 p.m. December 12th near milepost 1. He apparently entered the westbound lane to pass a vehicle and struck an oncoming Hyundai Santa Fe head-on, which was carrying four passengers. Possible causes for the accident being investigated include driver inattention or a medical condition. Wildlife managers are offering an up to $2,000 reward for information about the illegal killing of a grizzly bear in central Wyoming. Grizzlies in the Yellowstone region are federally protected as a threatened species. Illegally killing one is punishable by up to 6 months in prison and a $25,000 fine. The bear was found September 9th in the Crow Creek drainage on the Wind River Reservation, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said in a release. The federal agency did not offer details on how the bear was killed. They urge anyone with information to contact the agency. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.